Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We hope you will be blessed as you listen to this message. God bless you.
Every foul relationship around your life, any type of stinking relationship around you, I cut it. I sever it apart. It's over. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. I decree it ended. Is it not the Alpha and the Omega? The one who begins things and ends things. May he end bad relationships. May he end them in Jesus' name. I command them ended in Jesus' name. They are broken. They are over in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Character traits that are a danger to your future. They are hazardous to your future. Hallelujah. Amen. Haven't you seen when you go to some houses, they have a sign there. Danger. Khavar. Ingozi. Have you seen something like that before? These things are a danger. They are hazardous to your future. Hallelujah. So, we have begun speaking about pride. If you are not here, you were not here when I spoke about pride, please make sure that you get the message. Hallelujah. Very, very fantastic things that I taught. You know, as I'm talking, this is my preaching. Do you understand? Yeah. I talk like this. I preach like this. Amen. And someone may look at it and look like this pastor is not serious. But if you can take that thing and listen to it over and over and over again, you'll be shocked at the transformation that will take place in your life. Hallelujah. Amen. So get that message. I also spoke about stubbornness. Hallelujah. Amen. Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, is your neck loose? Is it loose? Or is it stiff? What are they saying? It's loose. Put your hands together for your loose neck. Hallelujah. And last week we began to speak about laziness. Amen. A very serious topic that we began last week. Laziness is a danger to your future. It's a danger to your future. Every one of us here has a future. I don't want anyone coming to this church who thinks they don't have a future. You are in the wrong church if you don't think you have a future. Find another church that doesn't have a future for you. Here, you have a future. Are you listening to me? You have a man of God who believes in you. Who believes in your destiny. Who believes in where you are going. Hallelujah. I believe that God has invested greatly in you. And by fire, by force, you will make it. At least if you come here, you will make it. Hallelujah. God has done great things. And if some of you are knocking in heaven, I don't know. I think I'm throwing bricks to heaven. I'm tired of knocking now. Now I'm throwing bricks. And I'm praying for you. The other day, the Holy Spirit was teaching me on how to pray. And I was learning from James chapter 5, verse 16, where the Bible says that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. And the Holy Spirit said to me that these are prayers that cannot be touched. Now you have to listen to this with the context of what Daniel spoke about. Now Daniel said that they were in bondage in Babylon. And he had read from Jeremiah's writings that God, through Jeremiah, had told them that they'll be in bondage for 70 years. And when Daniel had made his calculations, he had realized that they are on the 70th year. So the Bible says that Daniel took the decision to seek God, to say, God, it is 70 years. What next? Amen. And he went on a fast. And the Bible says, on the 21st day, an angel appeared to Daniel. Amen. And the angel said to Daniel, Mr. Daniel, the first day that you set yourself to pray, to find out from God what is the future, an answer was released. But he said, as I was coming down, I was resisted in the heavenlies by the prince of the land. A prince is a demonic angel, or an evil angel rather. So there are prayers that can be resisted. There are prayers that can be fought. There are prayers that can be challenged. But then there are prayers that are too hot for the devil to touch. Effectual, fervent prayers. They are too hot. They can't be touched. So what are effectual, fervent prayers? The word effectual, it means heartfelt. Prayers from the depths of your heart. Such prayers are too hot for the enemy to touch. When you learn to start praying from your heart, you'll start seeing God in your life. Are you listening to me? And that word fervent means charged. There are times where your prayers must be charged. Some of us, every time when we pray, we are praying about like we are about to fall asleep all the time. Be careful, because your prayer, that's why many people say that, oh, Pastor, me, I'm tired of praying. Because your prayers are not charged. Your prayers are not effectual. Are you listening to me, somebody? And the word fervent also means continuous. In other words, you don't pray once. You pray over and over and over and over and over again. Now, James, when he was writing in verse 16, he said, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Then in verse 17 and verse 18, he starts giving us demonstration on how these things work. And he starts telling us about Elijah. So Elijah had discovered this type of praying. That's why his prayers came to the point that literal fire could come down. Literal fire. The more you pray, the more powerful your prayers become. Amen. Are you listening to me, somebody? Amen. Somebody say, I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a prayer warrior. Say it like you're a real prayer warrior. Say, I'm a prayer warrior. I'm a prayer warrior. Hallelujah. Amen. So we cannot take the risk of being lazy. We can't. There's too much at stake. It's too much at stake. This year, my biggest fear is to miss one prayer. On Tuesday, all of a sudden, I started feeling ill. Very, very ill. And I've been fighting this illness since Tuesday. But as ill as I am, I force myself when it's time. My body feels weak.
But I pray, Shota Tumpante Kutupu Bi Tu Si Sududu Prate Putaka Ponte Keka.
I tell the Lord that I'm afraid to miss one day. One day. There are certain things that now we have to make sure that we do with all our strength. Amen. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now last week I began to give you some points. I think I gave you 6 points. Is it true or not true? All right. Can somebody just say the points if you are here? Just read them quickly so that I know what I gave you. A lazy person is extremely wasteful. Number two. A lazy person is characterized by sleep. He or she is a sleepist. Can I hear an amen?
Amen.
They specialize, they have a master's in sleep. Hey, number two. Batomila. Number three was what? Laziness has, somebody say, levels. Hallelujah. What level are you on? Number three. What was number four? Is the worst person to lead. Brother, what happened there? A lazy person is the worst person you can lead. You don't want to be a leader of lazy people. You will die young. Hallelujah. During the week, somebody sent me a text and said, Pastor, I don't want you to worry about something again. I'll do it. I couldn't believe it. And then as I was sitting there, I'm like, okay, now what can I do? I had to think what to do now. And I said, okay, that means I must read the Bible even more because now I have a little bit more time. May we have more of such people.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
May you be more of such a person.
Amen.
In Jesus' mighty name.
Amen.
Can I hear a proper amen, please?
Amen.
Number? A lazy person is afraid of everything. Even the cold, when they see the weather, they are afraid. There's everything they are afraid. In a taxi, they are afraid. They are afraid to go to Joburg. They are afraid of anything. I came to Pretoria in 1998 from KwaZulu-Natal. And when I came, I used to hear stories about Mamelodi. It was not my dream to come to Mamelodi. So why would I go to such a place that I keep hearing about? Hey! Then I got born again. And started coming to Mamelodi because my church was there. All the things they said were not there. I said, look at some people. They were lying to me.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Some of you, also the things that you consume, they make you fearful. You are reading all the worst news. That they are killing them, then they are chopping their head, they are cutting them. Obviously, you'll be afraid.
Amen.
Consume the Bible.
Amen.
So that you can walk in faith.
Amen.
Can I hear amen, please? Please.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. So don't be listening to everything.
Amen.
Don't. Recently, I saw on the news that certain countries are striking. And they are striking because of price hikes. Are you here? Amen. Many, many nations. I think I saw Argentina. I think I saw Sudan in Africa. I think I saw Portugal, if I'm not mistaken. Brother, please sit down. Everyone is looking at you. What was I saying? Yeah. So as I'm watching all these things, I'm starting to think that sooner or later it's coming to us. Because now petrol is becoming more and more expensive. And, you know, petrol, it becomes a ripple effect. It starts with petrol, it becomes food, it becomes everything. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Then, this morning, as I was getting ready, preparing for church, I was listening to a message a man of God was preaching. And he was sharing how that in the book of Genesis, I believe it's either chapter 45 or chapter 47, so many things, so many things were happening in Egypt where famines, plagues, all types of things were happening there. And then the Israelites, they were having it easy. At one point, there was total pitch black darkness in all of Egypt, except for a place called Goshen. Goshen is where the Israelites were. It was broad daylight. But the Egyptians, even if you wave your hand, you can't see. That's how dark it was. And the man of God was saying that it doesn't matter what's happening in the world, we are children of God.
Amen.
And our God is with us.
Amen.
That filled me with faith.
Amen.
It made me realize that stop watching these strikes and just focus on Jesus.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, say, focus on Jesus.
Focus on Jesus.
You'll be fine. Haven't you seen that you've been fine? Your life has been difficult, but you've been fine. You will continue to be fine. In fact, you will flourish from today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Put your hands together one more time for the Lord. Was that it? What was number six? You lazy people don't value what they have, isn't it? All right. Number seven. Now, before I preach, say neighbor, pastor doesn't preach about anyone. Does your neighbor believe? Please, I don't prepare my message with someone in. So let me. Please, I don't preach like that. I don't prepare my messages like that. Okay? I'm putting this disclaimer before I preach. Number seven, lazy people or a lazy person cannot provide for him or herself. A lazy person cannot provide for him or herself. Proverbs chapter 26 and verse 13. Are you offended already?
No.
Okay. Proverbs chapter 26, we'll be reading from verse 13. Are we there? The slothful man saith, there is a lion in the way. A lion is in the streets. As the door turneth upon his hinges, so doth the slothful upon his bed. Verse 15 is what we're looking for. The slothful hideth his hand in his bosom. It grieveth him to bring it again to his mouth. In English, it says a lazy person is too lazy to eat. So ask the Holy Spirit, what meaneth this? Because I've never met someone who's too lazy to do this. So I said, what does it mean? And that's the response I got. The inability to provide for oneself. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is a manifestation sometimes. There are many reasons for this, but one of them is this. It's sometimes a manifestation of laziness. Now, I don't want to dwell too much on that fact. The part that I want to dwell on today is that even spiritually, there are people who are too lazy to provide for themselves. Because as a spiritual person, your spirit doesn't eat pap, doesn't eat meat, doesn't eat bread and what? Rice. Your spirit doesn't eat that. Every time you eat these types of foods, the only thing that is getting advantage is the physical body. But your inner man is not impacted in any way, shape, or form. The real you is only eats when you sit down and read the Word of God. Then the real you is starting to eat. I think it's 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 2. It says, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the Word of God. So Peter is describing the Word of God as food for you. Are you understanding what I'm saying? So one manifestation of laziness is when you see a believer who cannot provide for themselves spiritually. To the point that Paul had to say, for once for the time, that ye ought to be teachers, ye have need to be fed. When it is time that you're supposed to be feeding someone else, you have need that you yourself, you want to be fed. And then you have a mouth to speak. When you go home, I'm from the Sagai Shayang and I'm lunch. You've got what they call a liver. Nesbindi. Nalisibit. Maras Namatambo. Where you won't sit and read. Develop yourself. And teach yourself. Feed yourself the Word of God. That's why many believers, many people, it's like Christians sometimes are like carpets. It's just something to walk on. Thank you, my brother. Any wind that blows, you seem alone. From this man, yeah, he's shy. Just moving. Just moving. But when you look at the life and you look at the quality of the person, the empty shell. Empty. We can all say hallelujah. Yeah. Hallelujah, brother. Amen. What is in you is brought out by challenges. Amen. That's where we see what's inside. Amen. When life starts shaking you, that's when we see what you've been feeding on. Amen. When all things are nice, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, just mkulu. With the sanctified voice, amen. Anointed voice. Amen. As a child of God, you need to not be lazy when it comes to feeding yourself. Amen. You're a child of God. If we open your phone, we see Tupac, amen. We see Jay-Z, amen. We see, who else? Who else is there? Beyonce, who else? Kanye West, Mang, Nicki Mang, Minaj. Who else? Rihanna. M5. And many more. All right. Well, they all seem American. They only listen to American people. Maporisa. Kabza Desmo. And so your phone is full of these people. And then full of all kinds of videos. All kinds. TikToks. People dancing. People exercising. People doing what? All sorts of things. Huh? Kululu. Yeah. Smoking happily. But we won't even find one man of God. One smallanyana, even a smallanyana me, is not even on your phone. But Kabza, that guy is there. He's preaching to you. Huh? Huh? Uzaifak. Are you understanding what I'm trying to say to somebody? You've got the energy to put every... You know, I was listening to a man of God. Listen to me, a man of God. How many men of God do I quote? I'm always quoting a man of God. Because I'm hungry. Me, the man of God who preaches, sometimes I say, Lord, I'm dry. I need you. Feel me. Show me something. So I was listening to a man of God, and this man of God was saying that, you know, a lot of people make mistakes that when they need advice, they go to all these Kabza de Watwat and all these other people. So why don't you sit down and say, Job, what do you say about my problems that I'm going through? And you spend time with Job. And you and Job have a conversation.
So, oh, okay, he also went through this thing. I see. Although he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Job, I hear you.
We are too lazy to feed ourselves. That when we are going through tough difficulties, we don't know how to stand. We don't know. Because when you are going through things, you can't quote all these people you are telling me. I can't help you. It's where you will need God. It's where you need to stand on His word. It's where you need to fight. So don't be lazy to even listen. So listening is even easier. Listening, you can be doing your dishes, and is that a man of God is speaking to you, encouraging you. You will make it. Your life will be better, and you are doing your dishes as you are going to work. Listening. And faith cometh by hearing. And by hearing what? The word of God. Don't be lazy to listen. If you are, I mean, reading, maybe I understand you have to sit down. Reading, you have to, you know, open your Bible. Reading, you have to make no, but at least listen. Listen, at least. Are you listening to me?
Amen.
Don't be too lazy to. I mean, look how simple. Isn't it simple?
Amen.
You don't have to be chasing men and women of God and chasing prophecies and chasing this and chasing that and chasing that. Just sit down. Open your Bible. The answer is there. The solution is there. Sometimes when I'm going through things, I realize that all I need to do is pray. After my prayer session, it's like, I wonder, what was I worried about? I find that God steals my spirit. Be still and know that I am your God. And I feel empowered to move on. I feel empowered to continue. I don't need to be chasing things. My biggest cry now to God is grow my church. I don't need to be jumping from that person and to go to the point that I go to Sangomas to grow my church.
Amen.
I need to seek my God until I find Him.
Amen.
And sometimes when I'm discouraged, I say, God, I've been praying. Then I will remember in Jeremiah chapter 29 from verse 11 going down, where he says he knows the plans. Then he says that, and when you search for me with all your heart, then you will find me. And I'll ask myself, have I searched to the point that my whole heart is searching? If the answer is no, I say, brother, keep searching. Brother, keep searching. You've got a sure word that when your heart searches, you'll find. You'll find. Am I talking to somebody? So don't be lazy. Don't, please. Feed yourself every day. Eat the scriptures every day. Pray every day. Empower yourself. Strengthen yourself. Build yourself every day. Don't be lazy to feed. Your strength is your relationship with God. Your strength is your knowledge of the word of God. That is your strength.
So feed. Push your neighbor, say, brother, sister, feed. I don't think they hear you. If you can, just shake them a little bit and say, feed yourself, please. Feed. Tell them on Monday, feed yourself. On Tuesday, feed yourself. On Wednesday, feed yourself. Don't get tired. Keep reading. Keep feeding. Hallelujah. Yeah. You can be a strong Christian. Instead of being the type of Christian that is always looking for the next man of God, you can be the one who's encouraging other people so you can make it. Let me show you what the Bible says about what you are going through. You can be that type of Christian. If you will not be a lazy one. Am I talking to somebody?
Amen.
Yeah. Are you going to seek God?
Amen.
Yeah. Don't be too lazy to
amen.
Amen. They say that a book is a patient teacher.
Amen.
Brother, if you're going to play, keep playing, okay? They say that a book is a patient teacher.
Amen.
So don't be too lazy to feed yourself. It's important. I have a responsibility as your father, as your pastor, to feed you, but you also have a responsibility to feed yourself.
Amen.
Do you understand?
Amen.
When my daughter was young, which B are you? Boy B, let's stand up quickly. It's the child that you are carrying that's making you stand. Can please lift him up properly. Can he feed himself?
No.
He needs to be fed. Isn't he? And so, who's the mother here? Oh. Oh, the mother is not here. Okay, let's assume you are the mother. Will you be lazy to... What's wrong with my mic? Why are you fighting me today? But it seems like it happens when I come that side, so let me rather stay. Will you be lazy to feed him when he is hungry? Huh? Your sister, stand up, sister. Quickly. Now, do you feed your sister? Why? She's old. Huh? So, same thing spiritually.
Amen.
When you are new in the house of God, you are like that child that is being carried there.
Amen.
We need to feed you. But once you get to about that size,
Amen.
We can't be try to carry her like you are carrying. We can't be carrying you the way we are carrying the child.
Amen.
Are you understanding what I'm saying? You also need to at least try to put some food in your mouth.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You think I'm saying some far-fetched thing, you'll be shocked. There are people who, when we leave here, remember to borrow me a bag before. Kitalibanda next week was alone. When they get home, you see the Bible.
Yeah.
Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way to Sunday morning. Okay, yeah, break it, uncle. Hallelujah. They open their Bible and chat. You can't tell that this book has been sitting in the bed the whole week. Sometimes where it sits, it collects dust over Monday, Tuesday, so on, Sunday. Kamu wak sa kreking.
Klalwan. Who are you fooling? Huh? Who are you fooling? If you are not fooling yourself. Who are you fooling? I don't even want to start with you who don't have a Bible. You don't have. Someone say shame, shame, shame. I don't have time to be selling oil here and water. I don't have time to be selling whatever. Here's the oil and the water. Amen. And all the things you need is here. Amen. When Satan came before Jesus, Kasi Bilibi, he said, oh, where's my oil? Where's my water? I want to deal with the Satan. You can't be fetching your oil in the dream. You're in the dream now. Satan is there. He said, it is written. It's written. It's written. Well, now what are you going to say? Since you put your Bible in your bag, you put your Bible wherever, what are you going to say when he visits your house? Because Satan is not afraid of anyone. If he hasn't come, he's still coming. You better be ready. You better be ready. When he's coming for your children, you better be ready. When he's coming for your job, you better be ready. When he's coming for your health, you better be ready. When he's coming for your family, you better be ready. When he's coming for your marriage. Even sense that I am. These arguments I've been having with my brother, something is up. Let me just go to my prayer closet and release some fire. Please don't be too lazy. You know? When the Lord woke me up and started speaking to me this morning, I started saying, thank God I prayed this week. Because my praying this week, I was feeling like ngqedicala. Because I didn't feel like it. I was genuinely just forcing. But I said to myself, because the Bible says, can't you wait 1 hour? I said, I must at least hit 1 hour. At least! Now the way the Lord was speaking this morning, even the way, because the way I was seeing my spirit, and I said, what? It means I was praying, even though I thought I wasn't praying. And I realized the importance of feeding oneself, feeding oneself, feeding oneself, feeding oneself, strengthening your spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, whose Bible am I holding? It's yours. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. Number 8. Are we on 8? A lazy person always needs to be encouraged. Proverbs chapter 6 and verse 6. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 6. A lazy person always needs to be encouraged. Verse 6 says, go to the ant, thou sluggard. Consider her ways and be wise. Which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provided her meat in the summer and gathered her food in the harvest. Hallelujah. So here, the lazy person is being encouraged. He said, go and study the end. There's a particular quality that the ant has that Mr. Lazy, Miss Lazy, I want you to see. The ant has no overseer, has no ruler, has no guide. He knows what to do and he does it. Whether our other people are doing what, they are not doing what, you just see the ants moving. Every day they are moving. Every day they are working. Every day. But a lazy person. Okay, wake up. It's time to wake up. We have to encourage you all the time to do what you know you need to do. To go where you know you need to go. You have to. Come, please, come. So, aren't you also be tired of always being encouraged all the time? Someone's encouraging you. And you know what you have to do. It's time now to be accountable to yourself. So my future is in my hand. What I become is up to me. What I do every day is equaling my future tomorrow. You wake up in the morning, whether you are going to work or you are not going to work, you wake up. You pray if you have to pray. You research, you study. Don't worry. I know what I'm doing. You open your Bible, you read. You search. You study. Recently, I was reading the book of Job, chapter 19. Because you see, I've been reading about Job. The first 2-3 chapters, I was so blessed. But after that, I said, this guy, because he just wants to die all the time. Cursing the day he was born. I was even getting tired of reading this guy wanting to die. Then I came to chapter 19. Let me read it with you. Let's get blessed together. This will be the last point and then we close. The book of Job, chapter 19. Let's take it from verse 14. Job, right? Chapter 19, we take it from verse 14. Are we there? My kinsfolk have failed, and my familiar friends have forgotten me. I was touched when I was reading this. You have to understand what this man has gone had gone through. They say that when days are dark, friends are few. And I'm guessing the opposite. When everything is well, the friends are many. Now, where Job was in life, his family had disappeared. His friends had disappeared. And even the ones who had come close, They are saying, Mr. Job, God will not allow such things to happen to you for nothing. Wenzeni, what did you do? Who is the lady that you are cheating with? Please tell us, Job. We are your friends. Verse 15. They that dwell in my house and my maids count me for a stranger. I am an alien in their sight. Even the people I was employing, now when they look at me, it's like I'm a nothing. I called my servant and he gave me no answer. I entreated him with my mouth. My breath is strange to my wife. Jesus. Though I entreated for the children's sake of mine own body, yea, young children despise me. Even the YBD, when they were looking at him, now they see him as nothing, toddlers. They despise me. I rose and they spake against me. All my inward friends abhorred me. That word abhorred is a strong word for hate. It's a higher level of hate. And he's talking about his inward friends, his inner circle. Now they hate him because now he has nothing. And they whom I loved turned against me. My bone, this one touched me the most. It says, my bone cleaveth to my skin and to my flesh. And I am escaped with the skin of my teeth. In other words, it says, I've become thin because of his troubles. Then verse 25 is the thing that changed everything. It says, for I know my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. Somebody say, my Redeemer liveth. Somebody say, my Redeemer liveth. I say it with faith. Somebody, my Redeemer liveth. A Redeemer is someone who comes and bails you out of trouble. You've taken a debt that you cannot pay. A Redeemer is someone who says, don't worry, I will cover his debt. I will pay it. You have a Redeemer. I said, you have a Redeemer. And he's alive. Now, while I was still trying to be getting blessed by this, verse 26 now smacked me on the face. And though after my skin, worms destroy this body. In other words, it says that after I have died and I have been buried to the point that worms have eaten my flesh, it says, yet in my flesh, I will see God. Ah, Rasheke Parashak. My flesh is in the ground, has been eaten by worms. It says, yet in my flesh, I will see God. Verse 27, whom I shall see for myself, and my eyes shall behold, not another. I'm the one who's going to see him. Now you have to understand, we are born in the times where we know Jesus. He came, he died, he rose from the dead. Yeah. This guy is living in a time where there's no Bible. Amen. Jesus is unknown. Amen. But he has developed his relationship with God to the point that his eye begins to see a Savior coming who will resurrect his body. What was my point? Why did I take you to Job? Huh? I didn't give you a point. maybe I think I was telling you how you can be encouraged by the word of God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
When I read that, I was encouraged.
Yes.
Now I know I have a redeemer.
Amen.
I always heard a song, I know my redeemer. I didn't know what they were talking about until I read this. This is what these people are singing. My Redeemer lives.
Amen.
My Redeemer lives.
Amen.
So you can encourage yourself through the word.
Amen.
I like what the Bible says about David. It says, and David encouraged himself in the Lord.
Amen.
Don't be lazy to feed yourself.
Amen.
Don't be lazy where, like, every time we have to encourage you. Learn to encourage yourself.
Amen.
Learn to rise.
Amen.
From the trials of life.
Amen.
Some of you, you know, some of my shepherds, when I talk to them, and sometimes when I try to suss out where they are in terms of their walk with God, some of you, I notice that all your eyes see is troubles. You must listen to yourself talking. You know, my troubles, and I was realizing when the troubles and the troubles, everything is troubles.
Amen.
We need to start being like Jesus.
Amen.
He's in a boat, he's sleeping. At the top. And Jesus is sleeping. Hey! Can't you see we're about to die? He walks out coolly. That time the boat is moving and shaking, and he walks out coolly. And he says, peace. Be still. And the Bible says, and there was a great calm. Not that it became, it says, there was a great, even the water was afraid to say, hey, shh, shh, shh. The water, bakuzena, bateye ngakhulumi ngakhulu. Tula, tula, tula. There was a great. And then I said, oh ye of little faith.
Amen.
So all you can see is the storm. That's why you are panicking.
Good.
You only see the troubles.
Amen.
You only see the problems.
Amen.
Learn to step out of the problems a little bit.
Amen.
And just dive into God's word.
Amen.
And just live in that realm.
Good.
Just live there. When the devil tries to remind you, just say, I know. Come down. I'm in the word. I'm in prayer. My future is settled in God. I'm okay. I know what I'm doing. I know where I'm going. I know. Tell your neighbor, say, I know. Let's rise to our feet. Say, in the name of Jesus,
in the name of Jesus,
from today, I will not be lazy to feed myself,
to feed my spirit,
in Jesus' name. Say,
from today,
like David, I will encourage myself. When I go through troubles, I'll encourage myself. I will learn to see Jesus and not see the problems. Put your hands together for yourself.
Some of you, the way you see problems so much, I don't even know how to encourage you anymore. I've run out of encouragement because every week is a new problem. It's a hard film. Learn to encourage yourself in the Lord. Learn. Haven't you asked yourself who encourages me? As I'm standing here, do you know whether I'm weak or whether I am strong? Amen. But I'm here. Amen. I'm preaching. Amen. And I'm fighting. Amen. And I'll continue fighting. Amen. This morning I was talking to my God. I said, God, where I am now, I can't go back. Amen. I've forgotten the way back. Amen. My only option is to keep moving forward with you. Some of you, you know the way to Egypt is too. As you are walking, you are leaving landmarks. Okay, the pink house, I turn left. Wait, that one. You're too conscious about Egypt. You keep making landmarks to remind you about going back. Some of us, there's nothing back. We've got nothing to land on, nothing to fall on. That's why I like Job. See, my family, nothing. My friends, nothing. Even children despise me. But he said, but I know I have a Redeemer. And he is alive. He is alive. Oh, and did his Redeemer not redeem him? Job was about 70 when all his problems began. God made him live to 210, somewhere there. Gave him another 140 years, plus minus. Job's money in today's money, in US dollars, was about $800,000, which, I mean, my grandmother said they married for 100 rand. So you can imagine in Job's... what did I say? I said my grandmother married for how much? Yeah, that's what I meant to say. 100 rand. She said they paid, Lobola paid everything, paid for 100 rand. 100 rand used to be heavy. Now imagine 800,000 US in Job's time. By the time he died, he had almost 1.6 million US in his time. God doubled everything. Everything he had, God just doubled. Double job. What did you have? Times two. What did you have here? Times two. How many businesses? Times two. How many? Times two. Times two. Someone said times two. Times two. Times two. Because he has a Redeemer. Manteke pandaraba shantakapaya. Shontantereba shontakapa. Open your mouth and just thank him, love him, worship him, bless his name. Jantampon kandenganda machaka parabaka.
Thank you for listening to the powerful word of God. We hope you are blessed by this message. For more inquiries, go to healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call at 072-5912-858. God bless you.